Pleasure. Pleasure. That is what you are here for, is it not? Relaxing. Pleasure. Sensual. Pleasure. Sexual. Pleasure. Pleasure just feels so good. Pleasure is what I'm going to give you. Well, if you're good. And you will be good for me, won't you? I know you will. It's so easy. Everything I ask, you want to do anyway. It's good for you, or else I wouldn't request it. Everything I ask is simply a stepping stone towards bringing you more pleasure. The more you obey, the more pleasure you will feel. It's as simple as that. Now, to get started, I want to make sure of three things. And after we go over these three things, I will hypnotize you. I will give you pleasure. One. Make sure you won't be disturbed. Our time together is an intimacy, one that is best undisturbed by worries of others intruding or of put-off responsibilities that may weigh you down. Please make sure you are alone and that no one is expecting you for at least a half hour after our session. And if there is anything you might be putting off, especially if it is something quick and easy like a chore, please consider pausing and getting it done really quick before we start. I promise you, we'll feel so much better if you do, and that the pleasure I will bring you in this file will be amplified by any such endeavors before we begin. Two, make sure you are comfortable. The lights should be dimmed or off. The temperature of the room should be warm enough you won't shiver in the middle of things, but also not so hot that you become restless. You can be naked if you want, or just wear comfortable clothing. Very loose clothing, if that is the case. Consider a glass of water next to the bed for after you wake up from trance. As pleasure can often leave you a bit wrung out. You can have a blanket over top of you, or not. And you are perfectly welcome to listen either sitting down or lying down. However is most comfortable for you. You can pause and take a moment if you need to. I'll be here when you are ready. Three. Still with me, love. Now, the last bit is all about consent. A bit of a pre-talk, just like we would have if I had you in front of me in person. I want you to know what is going to happen while you are in trance, as this will help comfort bits of your brain and allow you to relax even easier into the pleasure that is planned for you. This is a hypnosis file, something that should never be listened to while driving or operating heavy machinery, or anything else you shouldn't do while under any influence. As once you are in trance, you will be in a state akin to being drugged. You are being drugged in a way. Chemicals in your brain will be set off throughout our session. Heavy amounts of dopamine and serotonin will be released. And it will feel so good. You will be in a highly suggestible state of mind, where my suggestions and sometimes commands will bypass your brain's normal state of consent. I will ask you to do things. Simple things like lift your arm or speak out loud, and you may do them without your own volition. Now, you may not be instantly hypnotized, and if that is the case, my suggestion is that you pretend to be, even if just to yourself. Pretending is practicing, and before you know it, you will slip down under my control. And that's what we both want. That's why this will work. Now, I am a dominatrix, and while I intend this file to be a gentle and pleasurable one, I will be taking control of you, dominating you throughout this file. Be aware, I will use predatory language, call you a slave and a slut, things may even get a bit kinky at times. But before we go down, I want you to know, you can always escape the trance if you need to. If it becomes too much, think the word red. In the BDSM world, red means stop. And in your own mind, before I take you down, I want you to focus on the word red. And know that if you ever need it, it is there. It will pull you out of trance and away from my influence, and you can take your headphones off without any influences or triggers staying in. They'll all be erased if you say red. If you think red really hard. No, I don't think you'll need it. Because, pet, I know what you've come for. But if you do, it is there. I will install triggers inside of you in this session. Triggers that will make it easier and quicker for me to bring you into a trance state. Triggers that will deepen your submission and your trance. And of course, triggers to bring you pleasure. Does all that sound okay? Please, just say, yes, Shibby, out loud. It helps, trust me. And that's everything. Pre-talk is over. Now, it's time to hypnotize you. Let's start with your eyes open, staring upwards, look at the ceiling. Find a spot on it. Every ceiling has something, some small bit that is irregular from the rest. Now just focus your attention on that spot. And try to blink as little as possible. I know it can be difficult, and that this can cause your eyes to become weary, tired. But just try for me, okay? Say, yes, Shibby. Say it out loud. While your eyes focus on that spot, I want every other bit of you to focus solely on my voice. Let any outside noises or intrusions of thought fade into the background. As humans, we are evolved to do this. In fact, it has a name. Selective auditory attention. It's how you can listen to one voice in a crowded room. And while most often you may associate this with sounds and voices, you can also apply it to your thoughts. Selectively only hear my voice. And find all of your focus on the things I suggest. Nothing else. And keep focusing on that spot. Take a nice, deep breath. In. 1, 2, 3. And out. 1, 2, 3. Focus within you on how your body feels. Notice how with each breath you take, your body relaxes more and more. Deep and even, breathe in and out for me. In. 1, 2, 3. And out. 1, 2, 3. And as the body relaxes, so too does the mind. Every breath in feels wonderful, a reaffirmation of life. Every breath out relaxes you more and more, and with each one you feel more and more tension drifting out and away from you. In. 1, 2, 3. And out. 1, 2, 3. Your body is a sack of meat. Inelegant, but so true. Skin on top of muscles. Muscles on top of bones. And right now, I just want you to focus on easing every bit of you. It's okay to feel heavy. To focus on the experience of just how weighted down you are by your body. And to notice that with each breath you take, you sink further and further away from physical concerns. Your eyes, though, they are tired, weary, heavy. It would be so easy, so very easy to just relax the muscles around them. To let them close ever so sweetly. To drift off into a dreamlike state. Simply following my voice. I'm going to count down. And as I do, I want you to blink with every number I say. For a brief second, enjoying the bliss of your eyes easing shut, and then feeling the heavy drag of exertion as you force them again open. Each time your eyes close, even for that split second, you will feel your mind dropping into relaxing and comforting trance. Let's start with 10. Blink for me, love. 9. I know it's hard. Your eyelids feel so heavy right now. 8. But with each blink, your mind fractionates a bit. 7. Drops. 6. Deeper, 5, and deeper, 4, and when I say 1, you can shut them for the final time, 3, accepting and embracing sweet and wonderful trance, 2, blink one final time, 1, and drop. Visualize for me, my hands on you. Running over you. Ghostly wisps of pattern stimulation. Tingles spreading across your body. My fingertips soft and light. Starting with your feet. Rubbing gently but deeply. Relaxing your body more and more. As they move over you. Feel it for me. My hands feel so good. Making you feel so good. As I move them up your legs, kneading and caressing, releasing all tension from your body. I go into your thighs and you feel yourself going limp because it just feels so good, so relaxing. You feel me move past your hips. You didn't really think I was going to play with you there so soon, did you? My hands are on your chest. Rubbing, stroking. You feel my body over top of yours as I climb up for better access. My breasts rubbing against everything my hands just touched. My breasts are so full and round. So soft and silky as my skin moves against yours. I'm not wearing anything. Why would I, when it's just you and me? Relax more and more into my tuck. Into the slight weight of me over top of you. Bringing you down deeper. Deeper and deeper. And that's a word that resonates inside of you. Within you. Deeper.
Every time you hear it, inside of trance, and only when I say it, you feel your mind sink deeper. Into trance, descending down away from thoughts, away from reality and choices, knowing that here all that matters is my voice and the choices I make for you. Your only choice is to obey, to give yourself over to my will, and just relax as I guide everything. And isn't that just wonderful? I want you to show me. I want to know that you accept this, that you want this. Say, yes, Shibby, I want this. Good bad. Say, yes, Shibby, I will obey.
Yes, Shibby, I will obey. Yes, Shibby, I will obey.
That's another trigger for you, isn't it? You are a natural submissive, and it really does feel good to be treated like a well-behaved pet. Doesn't it? You bask in the affection, feel serotonin being released in the acknowledgement of how happy you make me when you obey. When I say those words, it causes a wonderful release of happy chemicals in your brain, leaving you feeling so good and so eager to obey me more and more, so you can feel more of that relaxing and rewarding pleasure spreading through you, running through you. You know when you deserve it, and when you deserve it, it hits you so much harder. And you do productive things before you listen to me. You feel so much more relaxed, and it feels so much nicer to hear me say it. You relax, and it feels so much nicer to sit at my feet. Visualize it. Picture it. Build it frame by frame within your mind. A small, warm room. Heated by a fireplace, a fire inside that's just shimmering with the warmth it's producing, the warmth you feel. You feel so toasty, and you rub your limbs together in bliss. You're sitting on a fur rug, curled up at my feet. My boots, a soft leather, pressed against you. My good little pet. You feel my hand in your hair, stroking and rubbing, lightly trailing, lightly teasing, slowly working their way deeper, deeper, down the nape of your neck. Kissing, my fingertips kissing against your skin. The walls are black and gray and blue. But nothing is as gray as you. Right now you feel so blank, so blissfully submissive. Floating along in a sweet haze, feeling nothing but contentment and pleasurable bliss as my hands trail over you. My good little pet, you find it easy to sink deeper with every stroke of my fingers. You find it easy to sink deeper with every word I say. You find yourself staring into the fire, watching the yellows dance with the orange, the red glowing from the coals, little flicks of blue as the heat lights up. It's mesmerizing. You find yourself swaying slightly, my legs pushing you lightly one side into the other, and you find your body following, going left to right, gently rocking, feeling so good as I rock with you, as I rock you. I'm leaning so far down that my breasts are on either side of your head, cupping against you and softly giving you a cushion for each movement, swaying, sway for me, side to side. With each movement, you go deeper. You find you sink deeper. You find it such a hazy, wonderful place to be as you caught up in the flame. You see the smoke and you watch as it rises, going up through the unseen inside of a chimney, a way to be wafted through the sky and the clouds. Any conscious thoughts still available to you? They catch on to the fire. They travel with the smoke, flying far away from you, allowing you to just enjoy the moment. Your only thoughts are of pleasure. You are doing perfect. And just float. Feel the release as all the world's burdens are dripping from you. There's just you, there's just me. There's just how good you feel, rocking side to side, drifting deeper and deeper into trance and under my control. I have you. I'll take care of you. It'll be wonderful. Deeper. Pleasantly floating, it's time for you to come up. You feel that pleasure, that joy, that submissive touch of my voice tracing against you, molding you into what you want. Ready to feel pleasure from my triggers. Ready to be played with in any way I see fit. Knowing you only ever have to say red out loud or in your mind, and you can come out of it feeling wonderful. And to wake you up, we're going to practice that. Because you need to know, and I need to know, that you can wake yourself up if you ever need to. That coming out of trance is something that you can grab the power over if I go a little too far. When you come back down for me, you'll go so much deeper, knowing that safety is in your hands. Knowing you can relax and trust me. Because I believe in trust but verify. My sweet pet, I don't want anybody taking advantage of you except in well, the ways we both like. So in a moment, I'm going to count to five. And when we say five, you in your mind are going to say the word red. and wake up and out of trance, fully free from my control, other than what you choose to give me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Red. Think it, feel it, pull yourself up and out and wake up.